All righty then. It is a minute past 7 o'clock. That means it's time for news. All the news you never knew you needed to know till right now with Travis T. Hip.
Well, things are getting touchy around the world at large, not the least of which is New Hampshire, where today is the much-vaunted primary election for which nobody can really account as to what it means, except that it's the second effort in the selection of the next nominee, in this case, for the Republican Party for president in the 2012 election. What's going on at the moment is that the last great surge, at least, unless they get somebody else up, all the rest of the candidates have had their surge, and now it's Mr. Huntsman who is coming from behind and showing some symptoms of being an important player. Ron Paul continues to operate as well, as so do the nominal leadership of Mr. Romney, who is the primary in the... get out of my light, please. Primary in the picks for all the punditry that's going on. The Supremes have ruled an interesting situation. It's not a permanent, but they are at the moment handing back to the lower courts the results of a 3-judge ruling at the appeals level upholding a ban on political contributions by foreign people, foreign nationals living and working in the United States. The plain game was passed, two sessions ago, Congress. It'll be probably the late 90s when it was done, and it was, you know, they just didn't want people with big money from overseas voting in the U.S. Now that one is being challenged by people of that exact sort. And it's going went to the Supreme Court. The lower court had rules that the ban stood, and the upper court, the Supremes, have now handed it back down for another look. But it does look like there will not be big foreign money, at least officially, in this next year's election. Iran's President Ahmadinejad is on a tour of friendly nations with whom he shares some economic interests. He's currently in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez, where they are, among other things, discussing major developments for oil and oil trading on the world market. They're also talking about new refineries, etc., to be built in Venezuela. The next stop on the tour will be Nicaragua, where the oil interests are involved with China. It turns out that China is maybe willing to back, along with Iran, the development of a new pipeline oil delivery across Nicaragua to compete with the Panama Canal and the use of tankers. Then it's off to Ecuador, which is currently working on taking over their oil development there from the Chevron company. They just won a big court battle, giving them $135 billion in damages against the company. And then the wrap-up, of course, is Cuba to pay a visit to the nominal head of this new sweeping socialism south of the border. The latest from the war front in the Himalayas, Pakistan undergoing a series of serious attacks against their police and army units in the northwest of Pakistan. What's essentially happening is that after so many attacks in Waziristan, the Waziris have decided that they don't want to be part of Pakistan anymore and are essentially declaring the autonomy which is written into their constitution. Interesting new development. A bomb killed 35 people there this morning outside of a police headquarters. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Big on the Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.